What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
So we've got 8 quarterbacks left in the NFL postseason, do we not?
Yeah.
We've got 8 quarterbacks left.
That's good.
7 out of those 8.
Yeah.
First round draft choice.
Oh, yeah.
The only one who was not is Jalen Hurts, who was 53rd overall in the second round.
Yeah.
All right. So that's...
People tend to forget that Jared Goff was the number one overall pick by the Rams.
So don't steal my thunder now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't steal my thunder.
All right, I'm not stealing any thunder. You had to go.
So out of the 7 out of those 8, 2 of them were the number one overall pick.
All right. There
Matt
you go.
Stafford, Jared Goff. 2 of them were the number 2 overall pick.
Why are you yelling?
Because I'm fired up about quarterbacks.
All right.
You should love that.
I'm fired up too, but you don't have to yell.
I'm sorry. 2 of them.
Oh.
Is that a little bit lower?
Okay.
2 of them
yes.
were the number 2 overall pick in C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels. And then the other 2 that are left, or other 3 that are left on the list, Josh Allen, number 7 overall, Patrick Mahomes, number 10 overall, and Lamar Jackson, of course, 32nd overall.
But the point being, if you're a top 10 quarterback, I mean, you could change the franchise's trajectory immediately, assuming that you have those abilities that all the teams are looking for. And I don't think any of these quarterbacks coming out right now today are going to be Bo Nix next year. I don't.
Yeah, well, but at the same time, there was a lot of these. So, you know, C.J. Stroud, Lamar Jackson, out of all these guys that I mentioned that were picked first, second, or in the first round, did you feel like any of them were 100% can't miss?
100% Josh Allen.
Well, you love Josh Allen.
100% Josh Allen and 100% Jaden Daniels.
Okay, so that's 2 of the 8.
And Mahomes, I'm sorry, of course.
I could have right. Mahomes. But the point is that, you know, guys like Jared Goff.
I need to have guys this out like, a little bit more now.
Guys like C.J. Stroud. Right. You know, Lamar, obviously, like, you know, there were many, many people that were, I mean, the classic Bill Polian take that got him roasted for months on Lamar Jackson should not be a quarterback in the NFL. He should be a wide receiver. You know, a lot of those guys were saying the same things about these guys that have had great careers, won MVPs and, you know, are got their teams deep into the playoffs. So I just, it's become... The story and the whatever you want to say around the first round quarterback has just been so much more of the negative than the positive, and it's almost like you can't draft these guys at the top. It sets you back. Why are you going to try to draft a quarterback again at the top of the draft? Because when you hit, everything changes.
You know, if I'm sitting here right now, Cam Ward would be the number one guy, just based on what I've seen, and he does have explosiveness. In his game, you could see it. You could see the athleticism. You could see all the things that, like, Joe Milton had up in New England, that Anthony Richardson had when he came out of the combine. That's an explosive football player. Shedeur Sanders, a little bit more refined, a little bit more, maybe the expectations because of his dad and everything else. There's that mental side of it that Patrick Mahomes had because his dad was a baseball player and he'd been around professional baseball all his life. So I think that there is something to be said about that part of Shedeur Sanders. But there's also an entitlement thing that you may have to deal with Shedeur.
Mm. Yeah, so
I mean, that's the thing that I worry about. I worry about it, you know, he's got a decent arm. You know, he can seem like he can read defenses. He played against lesser competition. There was a lot of pressure. I mean, you know, he had the best player in football, Travis Hunter, to throw to. I mean, like all those things. But I don't know. I just, you know, now all of a sudden, you know, he came out and said, yeah, I'd love to be the quarterback of the Cowboys as well. I'm like, well, who do you think you are?
Well,
I mean, like, you could,
did he say that?
Yeah, he said, I wouldn't mind going to the Cowboys. I mean, like, all right, they already have Dak Prescott there and they're paying him 4 years, 100 or four years, right? So, and $160 million or something like that, whatever it is.
Yeah, I didn't see him say that. It'd be disappointing if he came out and just said it that way. But anyway, so one of the takes I was proudest about recently is when I offered up my NFL comp to Cam Ward to Phil Sims.
Okay.
I said, this guy reminds me of Steve McNair. And Phil said, absolutely, spot on, you're right. And it would be interesting if Cam Ward went as a Steve McNair clone in a way, goes to Tennessee with the first overall pick. So what is the Shedeur Sanders NFL comp? I'll give you one because I saw him play a lot. Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay, I mean, a fine quarterback.
But do you agree or not?
Teddy Two Gloves.
Teddy Two Gloves, that's right. As Lamar Jackson just called him, reminded us of that nickname this week because he's playing in the cold. Do you think that is a fair comparison?
I think he's better than Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay.
Coming out of college, he's a little bit better than that. I don't know about all the trappings around him, his expectations, his entitlement. You know, I know he's working with Tom Brady, which is a good thing to have going for you if Tom Brady is supporting you about working out and being serious about the job. I mean, you know, it's going to be an interesting pick for the Giants if they're sitting there at number three and Shedeur Sanders is there.
So Eddie says in my ear, an NFL comp to Shedeur Sanders, Chad Pennington. And is his arm really that weak?
Well, similar arm strength, similar game smarts, tough.
Played with a great wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and Chad, if Chad didn't get hurt, he would have gone on to have a really great NFL career, but he just kept getting hurt. But I could see that because, you know, Shedeur doesn't run with the ball a lot. You know, Chad didn't run with the ball a lot. I mean, they can, but...
just a high football IQ also.
And again, I say Shedeur being Deion Sanders' son gives him a leg up in terms of expectations of him of his own self and going on the field and feeling confident that he can do it.
Yeah, and the entitlement thing with Shedeur, I think, is I'm coming around on the other end of that because we know that Deion Sanders is all about glitz and in your face and entertainment, and he's been his entire career. But the other thing he was during his career was a Hall of Famer and great at what he did and understood that you had to put the work in. And even though there's a lot of things that he did where you felt like, as the Oregon head coach said, you know, more about clicks than winning football games, and, you know, you have examples of that, I can't imagine that Deion Sanders doesn't know and does not relay the fact that, hey, Shedeur, you can't just show up and flash your watch to the crowd and think that you're going to be some superstar in the NFL.
Yeah.
You got to put in the work. You're a rookie. You got to zip it. You got to do everything to prove to your teammates you're the guy. I actually think it's way more of a positive than a negative.
Well,
have Deion in your corner.
That's part of what I'm talking about. The kid has grown up around it. You know what I mean? So he shouldn't be intimidated by it.
Yeah.
And I just... Man, if the Giants get him and they start him on week one, I don't know what it's going to look like.
You can't do that. You can't start him week one. That's why you go stopgap guy for a little bit. Have him sit there, see how the season's going, and then people will be calling for him, of course, and maybe, you know, by week six or something like that, he ends up playing.
Well, I think there's also a couple things going on here. Even though, like, the Titans are number one and the Browns are number two, and both of them need quarterbacks, you know, Deion's already, you know, said that there are certain teams I don't want my son playing for. So he's, you know, he may be doing that so he can get him to the Giants, or maybe he can get him to one of these other teams, the Saints or somebody, the Raiders. Maybe he's trying to do that. Maybe he becomes the head coach of the Raiders. Who knows?
Mm. I think Ben Johnson's going to end up there. I think that's what Tom Brady got involved in. I think that's everything seems to be pointing to that.
Who's the GM that goes with him? I guess the guy Agnew from Detroit.
Yeah, it's a possibility. I'm not sure. I don't know the entire history of Ben Johnson and guys he's worked with in the front office. A lot of those things are hard to find because it's so incestuous and guys coach everywhere. But I'm sure it'll be someone that he has worked with before.
All right, so that means it's like a Shane and Dable thing.
Yeah, it could be. If it's Ray Agnew, certainly it could be. And there's other candidates there in Detroit as well that it
I will say one thing. You take a look at what Detroit has done since Dan Campbell has gotten there. The way that they drafted, the way that they made trades, you know, they swung the big trade initially Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford, and they got a couple draft picks. And what they turned those draft picks in and the roster that they have, and they built it around, you know, a quarterback that really not, everybody wasn't really sure about him. Like, he took a team to the Super Bowl, so you got to be sure that he can actually do it, which he can. And now he's played his best football ever for Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson in Detroit. But their draft picks, like Penny Sewell, Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, I mean, it's unbelievable what they've done and how they built that team. Aiden Hutchinson.
Well, that's how you reload every year. I mean, and that's what the Philadelphia Eagles have done as well. I mean, the draft is the most important thing. I mean, it always is. And obviously hitting on the number one position in the draft is the most important thing. But, you know, the rest of the draft's important, too. Look no further the difference between the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants than how they have drafted the last couple of years. Go through those drafts, the Howie Roseman drafts against the Joe Shane drafts, and then come out of that saying who was better. I think it's 100% consensus. We know who drafted better. So, yeah, those are the quarterbacks we're going to be talking about. And it seems like Cam Ward, at this point, consensus number one to the Titans. And then we'll see what happens from there. Could the dark horse come out, the out-of-nowhere guy? What's going on with your computer? I'm about to have a seizure over there.
Yeah, I don't know what's
going
on.
This thing is flipping out.
Something wrong
it's
with
like
it.
Like Japanese anime.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that.
Whoa. All right, so... Is there the out of nowhere guy?
Well, every year? Is that Jackson Dart? Is that
Quinn Ewers?
Quinn Ewers. I mean, like any of these, I don't think it's Quinn Ewers, but I just, there'll be somebody that will move up, you know, through the combine, through their private workouts and in you know, interviews and things of that nature. So I don't know who that player is at the moment. I do think that these two guys are going to hold at the top of the draft. There's no question about it. And, like I said, the Giants at number three are going to have an interesting situation. And it will be interesting to see if Cleveland, I don't think Cleveland or Tennessee will be trading out. But does Tennessee believe that Will Levis has something else left that we haven't seen? I don't think so. I think Brian Callahan's going to like, I want a new quarterback down here.
Yeah, I mean, and the Cleveland Browns are obviously even more so in the market for another quarterback after Deshaun Watson re-tears his Achilles tendon, which is...
He's done. He's not playing for the Browns again. Forget that.
I mean, it's over. Well, it's certainly over now. I mean, how do you re-tear it? Just being a jerk?
I don't know what he did. You know, it's... who knows? Maybe he tripped and fell. I don't know. It's a weird situation, but... They owe him $96 million, guaranteed, no matter what. Ugh. No matter what. They bribed him to come to Cleveland. They gave him all that money and just basically went backward.
Yeah, I mean, where that guy was to where he is now is just amazing. You know, all that winning he did at Clemson, you know, coming out and being that Texans quarterback and having, I mean, he was just putting up ridiculous numbers and their defenses weren't good and he was throwing for a million yards, keeping the team in games. And from there to all the accusations, to going up to Cleveland, to getting hurt and his career essentially being over is amazing.
He will go down as the guy who made the most money per play in NFL history because he had to sit out a year and still got paid. He's going to sit out another year. He had to sit out 11 games, and they fined him $5 million for that.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to be impossible to recreate that unless somebody signs a $300 million guaranteed deal, then plays one game, and then
I don't know. Unless somebody gets hurt,
loses like, both their legs.
it'd be like Aaron Rodgers, you know, getting hurt for the Jets, but you know he did come back and he played a full season.